100 more people have died from the coronavirus, COVID-19, as the death toll approaches 1,400, reversing hopes that the pace of infections had stabilized. More than 5,000 confirmed new cases had been reported in China, with a total number close to 64,000. Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva.
The executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Michael Ryan, says the cases are not based on a clinically confirmed instance, but on lesser symptoms exhibited by patients.
This allows clinicians to move and report cases more quickly, not having to wait for lab confirmation, ensuring that people get to clinical care more quickly. And also allows public health responses in terms of contact tracing and other important public health measures to be initiated.
Ryan notes that surge of cases and deaths inside China is not being reflected in the wider world. Ryan says countries still have an opportunity to prepare for the potential spread of the virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Japan has reported its first coronavirus fatality, a woman in her 80s. Authorities said it was not immediately clear how she was infected. The U.S. Central Command says it has seized a large cache of weapons and munitions likely headed from Iran to Houthi militants in Yemen, and that the haul was intercepted during an operation earlier this week in the Arabian Sea and involved a small fishing vessel. Arrangements are reportedly being made for experts from the United States and its allies, along with the United Nations, to inspect the seized equipment. News of all this came as the U.S. Senate approved by a vote of 55-45 a resolution limiting President Donald Trump's ability to use military force against Iran without the approval of Congress. It is a measure the president is expected to veto. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Delegations from Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan continue their discussions of water usage relating to the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam being built in the Nile River. Following 2 days of meetings here in Washington, the U.S. Treasury Department says the technical and legal teams are making progress toward a final agreement. Australian health officials today tested a passenger from a cruise ship docked in Sydney for a respiratory illness, raising concerns among passengers about another shipboard outbreak of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Australia has extended a ban on travelers arriving from China. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Foreign nationals traveling from China aren't allowed to come to Australia until at least February 22. The ban, originally for 2 weeks, has been extended by 7 days and is preventing thousands of Chinese students attending Australian universities and colleges. The restrictions also bar Chinese visitors from Australia during the usually busy summer vacation periods. The tourism industry here believes the financial impact of the coronavirus will be worse than the damage caused by the bushfire crisis. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Pakistan has approved new rules to regulate social media platforms, a move critics denounce as an attack on freedom of the press and free speech in the country. Companies such as Facebook, Twitter, and Google will be required to remove content that Pakistani authorities deem unlawful. The demand is that the companies provide information about users charged with posting blasphemous material or content that could incite violence and endanger national security. Here in the United States, as they campaign for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, the two frontrunners, Senator Bernie Sanders and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, are both talking about national unity and defeating Donald Trump next November. First, Sanders.
We are on a path to win the Democratic nomination, to bring our people together and to defeat Donald Trump.
And now, Buttigieg.
I'm afraid that our country is running out of time, but I believe it is not too late for us to come together. That we have a future where we will overcome our divisions if we are willing to galvanize, not polarize, an American majority demanding a better future.
The United States confirms it has negotiated a 7-day reduction in violence agreement with the Taliban in a step toward a political end to the war in Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters at NATO headquarters in Brussels that, quote, 7 days for now is sufficient to determine whether the insurgent group is serious about settling the conflict, which is nearly 2 decades old. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, Gene Randall, VOA News.
The voice of OAA1. The voice of